Welcome all to our guests who join us at St. John's University Parish from other parishes. It's a joy to have you here for this healing celebration and on this Feast of Our Lady of Lourdes. We see in this very beautiful gospel the function that Our Lady has in our lives. She is able to tell because she cares to sort of an unimaginable degree about us when we are lacking in anything. Anything that we should have, she knows about, and that touches her heart, her tender motherly heart, and she instantly is moved to give us what we need, just as she was instantly moved to help this unnamed couple in the Gospel of John. She knows where we lack the wine of our Lord, wine, that symbol of joy, that symbol of a wedding feast, of the consummation of the soul, the love between our souls and the Lord. She knows where we lack joy, where we lack virtue, where we lack wholeness in our body. And Our Lady, mirroring the Sacred Heart of Jesus with her Immaculate Heart, longs, ardently longs, for her children to be made whole. And Our Lady of Lourdes, the message that she came to give to the world through Saint Bernadette, through this little farm girl, is that I am the Immaculate Conception. That means Our Lady was conceived without original sin. She says to us through that, I am the new Eve. I am the unfallen mother that has received our Lord's grace from the cross in a unique way outside of time. Sort of interesting that this reading is paired today. Our Lord says, woman. And he doesn't say that as we would imagine it today, but he sees her in the depth of her femininity, of her complementarity to his masculine nature, seeing her as the new Eve. And he says, how does your concern affect me? My hour has not yet come. And in light of his hour, his passion not being poured out yet, he pours out this gift of wine nonetheless. And Our Lady couldn't really say this, but from all eternity, the Father willed that before his hour had come, she, by a singular grace, would be preserved from the curse of Adam. Before that hour, she would be given the wine of the new life of the kingdom. And she stands as our Immaculate Mother, saying, I am whole, I am what humanity is going to be. She exists body and soul in heaven. She is in the eschaton. She is in our homeland already. She is what we are to become, healed of the darkness of our mind from the fall, healed of the difficulty in willing the good, healed of the wounds from our own sin and from other sins. She now radiates with complete joy. And because she is sinless, she is able, with her Immaculate Heart, to communicate to us special healing. And she came to France in the 1800s to communicate this message to Saint Bernadette. And in that grotto, where a spring flows, the water of Lourdes has healed and continues to heal thousands of people. Our God is not dead. He's very much alive. He sends Our Lady multiple times. She's appeared at Fatima, in Lavang, in Guadalupe. He sends Mary for us to bring us to Jesus, and he wants us to come to her, because by coming to her, we hear what she says, and she says, do whatever he tells you. And she just sort of is the backboard, right? We shoot the basketball, and she's the backboard and drops us right into the hoop, which is Jesus. It always goes right in, because it just goes right to Jesus every time, and that's her job. And it's really beautiful to see these servants, if we pay attention, they actually really listen to Mary, because not only did they fill these jars up, like, part of the way, or, you know, even, like, sort of, you know, to the top, they were brimming with water. And that's the faith our Lord is calling us to today at this Mass, with the intention of healing, and at the prayer after this holy sacrifice of the Mass. We are to do whatever the Lord tells us, and that is to come with an expectant faith, a faith in our Lord who works miracles, in our Lord who parted the Red Sea, who called down fire from heaven with Elijah, who works wonders and most excellency was raised in the power of the Spirit. He sends that Holy Spirit now upon his church in this era of the new Pentecost that we live in. And that wine is there. All we have to do is listen to Mary, reach out for it, like little children reach out for their father or their mother to pick them up. And by opening our arms, by opening our hearts, our Heavenly Father will pick us up with all tenderness and swiftness and give us the joy we long for, even if there is suffering in our life, even if we are afflicted with something that won't go away, as St. Paul was with that thorn in his flesh, there still can be joy in the midst of that suffering. There still can be peace. And our Lord wishes to communicate that to us through the power of the Eucharist, where he gives himself fully to us. And he is fully present, body, blood, soul, and divinity, our risen Lord in his resurrected flesh, being with us. He gives us every grace in the Eucharist. May we open our hearts fully to receive that wine that Our Lady ardently longs for us to have, that wine of the Holy Spirit, that wine of joy, that wine of divine love. For if we act as these servants, we will have the cisterns of our souls filled to the brim with life-giving water. So we place our intentions for this Mass now on the altar of the Immaculate Heart of Our Lady and our Lord's Sacred Heart, and we say, Lord, I trust that you can heal me if you will it. I trust that you are alive, that you are active, that you are my all in all. I welcome you into my heart, into my body, into my soul. And in this we rejoice, and in this God rejoices, and in this Our Lady smiles down upon us, blesses us, and holds us close under her mantle. May we always remain under her mantle, in her Immaculate Heart, united to the Sacred Heart of our Lord. Amen.